You are listening to Irish Radio, Canada's Home and Abroad, and we are focusing on some of the movies that are coming up in the Irish Film Festival here in Ottawa. And Horseshoe is the production, and it is the writer is Adam O'Keefe, and Adam is also one of the directors with Edwin Mullane, and Adam is here with me. Welcome, Adam, and I'm also joined by Patrick Murray, who is the executive director of the Irish Film Festival here in Ottawa. Welcome to you both. Thank you for taking the time.
Hey, how are you? What's the crack?
Well, wonderful to, first of all, the crack is brilliant because when I look at the scenery that you have captured and you have Mullagh Mór in there to start with, this is set very much in Ireland because there's no dispute with what we're doing. Horseshoe, what are we talking about? It's four siblings. One will, and with any luck, they won't kill each other. We all know it. What is it? The old Irish saying, where there's a will, there's a row, is it?
It's something like that. When we were making the film, actually, it was gas. We were making it up in North County Sligo, and it was a bit of a community project, because we were getting help from everybody around. And people would amble over and be like, what are you doing there? You're making a film, are you? And what's it about? It's about Will. It's like, geez, I have a story about Will. I don't talk to my brother.
And wills can be, they probably are one of the most divisive things in families.
100%. Like, and what we were looking for when we were making the film, like when we were like back at like figuring out the story stage of things, you're looking for those moments that sort of bring families back together, but do it in a pressurized scenario, because that it doesn't always, but it can, you know, like bring out the worst in a family dynamic, and then seeing how people can navigate that to try and then get to the best of themselves. It seemed like a fertile dramatic and comedic territory for us to explore, which is what we tried to do in Horseshoe.
And in a dysfunctional family, of which there are very few in Ireland.
aren't they all dysfunctional? No.
There are, unfortunately, I would say there are parents who don't realise or think through the consequences of what they're doing when they're making a will on what it might do to the family. And I would say there are parents who don't realise or recognise that a will might present an opportunity for reuniting or building bridges rather than creating fires.
100%, and it comes down to that thing as well, whereby when you're around your family, say if you do have like extended siblings, you sort of revert to how you acted with them when you were 10 years old. You sort of never grow up beyond that point to a certain degree. So then you put that dynamic in this other potentially divisive place where people then have. They think they might be due things, or they think they might have ownership over things, which are contrary to how the will might structure them. And it just it's a powder keg. It's dynamite and gasoline potentially.
So, you know, in coming up with this, as you said, it's fertile territory when it comes to looking for a script and looking for scenarios. And as you say, you could have modified the script probably on a daily basis with local stories.
Well, we already have like a series of sequels. Like the next one's called Probate.
Well, no, the Irish
system. It's endless.
Adam, no, the Irish system, that could take 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. Come back to me in about 2030.
That's right. So, tell us a bit then about the casting, about the building out and putting the thing together and how it all worked out for you.
Yeah, well, look, this was a bit of an odd one, right? Because I run our production company, Wavewalker Films, with my colleague and co-director, Edwin Mullan. And we'd been making commercials and short films for about a decade with the idea of making a feature at some stage. But we did that classic thing. We talked about it for a long time without actually doing anything. And then all of a sudden, a circumstance came about whereby we had the potential to make a feature film with the money we had to hand. Like, this is before trying to get any state funding or anything like that, just literally the money we'd have in our company bank account. So we ended up with this odd scenario whereby we actually had a location, a cast and a crew and a filming window before we actually had a script or a story. So the script and the story actually had to be tailored to that set of circumstances. And like, well, why on earth would these cast that we've worked with for years through our theatre background and through our short film work, why would these four primary cast members, why on earth would they be in this house that we have access to? And that was where the idea for the adult siblings being drawn back together to squabble over a will came from. It's like, well, look, they're all of a similar-ish age. I could believe that they were siblings in some fashion. And because they come from a shared theatre background with us, they already had a shorthand as actors together, which gave that sort of that veracity to that the familial bonds that we were looking to get at. So that sort of created the structure, and we backed the story into that structure, if you understand.
I'm kind of wondering, did you shoot the closing scenes first in that case, if you were working backwards?
No, but what was it? Because this was all done in a bit of a rush, as I said, because we talked about it for 10 years and then all of a sudden we had like less than 3 months before we had to actually make the thing. So like the first draft of the script was written in like 6 weeks maybe. And then that only left us a month or two before we had to shoot. So we had a month or two to redraft it. And how the redrafting of the script worked was we didn't have any time or money for rehearsals. But what we do is we get the cast onto Zoom. And we do a cast read through on Zoom, and then that would act as a rehearsal, but it also act as a script feedback mechanism. So they would be like, oh, as they began to delve into their characters more and got to grips with the story more, they'd be like, oh, like I'm like my character's doing this in this way, but I'm not sure they'd do that. Could we think about doing this other way instead? And that became a really important creative mechanism to make the story and the character more believable, but also to make sure that it was coming from an honest place from both our part and from the cast part. And especially because we'd no time or money. Once we got on the ground, we knew we only had like we had 15 days to shoot it. So we didn't have time to be figuring stuff out at that stage. So we had just made that, made it all viable really.
But I'm hearing in a way is that this production and it was very organic in many ways.
Yeah. For sure, 100%. And we'd like again, we'd work. Filmmaking is a collaborative art form. Like, and obviously there can be a cult of the director of the auteur when we think of like classic Hollywood cinema or anything like that. But really, like films are made by villages of people who are bonding together with the same creative impetus. And you get the best out of people by collaborating with them and giving them space to influence and impact the work that you're making. So that was, we'd sort of organically figured out that way of working through trial and error on both our theatre work and our short film work. And so once we landed on that as a process, that was the only ever way we were going to go and try and make our feature film as well, to leave that way. And I think like the best stuff that happens is the stuff that happens in that middle ground between intention and execution, where people are free to try things. And that was definitely the case on Horseshoe.
I was going to ask about casting actually. So it sounded like you have your core cast, almost like your merry band of actors that you've been working with for a while now, which is wonderful. And then how did you go about bringing in John Connors, who I thought was had a small but a very significant role, but also he quite surprised me how funny he was with his subtle. He's always been great with subtle inflictions with his face and stuff and his acting for a very strong personality. He can be quite subtle in his acting, and I thought he was very funny in that scene. Speaking of probate, you can make a whole movie about him. But how did you get him in there to that film?
We'd know John, or it was my colleague Edwin would be good friends with John for many years. So when we were coming to this, and we had that character, the solicitor, and we were sort of thinking about outside of the core cast, who could we bring on, one that would be willing to do it, but also, you know, John would have a profile, so lending his profile to this as well as being part of a project that he could stand over. And we loved the idea of playing him against type, because he'd be known very much through his work as he's been in gangster films and he's played that sort of those harder characters.
Yeah.
So then giving him a comedic turn just appealed to us, and I think it appealed to him as well. And as you said, his deadpan delivery that he is able to achieve just makes the comedy in it.
I laughed so hard during that scene in the movie.
good. but we were lucky. We were lucky overall. Like between, so as you said, we knew most of the actors we were bringing to bear on this from beforehand. So like there was a few people we were bringing in that we'd never worked with directly before in that creative context. So John would have been one, but like he was a friend, but we hadn't shot a film with him. The other person that we hadn't worked with before, and he was the person, like he, of the only people that we like actually went out and cast, was Lola Roddy, who plays the father figure in the film, of Colm Canavan. So he'd be a bit of an Irish gem, a stalwart. He was in the They May Face the Rising Sun last year, which was a bit of an Irish success.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's been in loads of stuff, and he's like a hidden gem. You'll see him, you're like, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
For
Canadian audiences, he's like a Gordon Pinsent.
I will go have to discover.
Been in everything Canadian, you know.
exactly that. So, but what was interesting about him was we had enough money to bring him on for 4 days. So we'd been recommend. Actually, John Connors had just made a film with him. So John was integral in recommending Lawler. And so we were a bit nervous because like he's an esteemed, established actor, and we're asking him to come on to this ragtag MacGyver-like production and plants himself on the side of a hill in winter in North County Sligo in the wind and the rain. And like, will he come on and be like, what the hell is this? What are you doing? But he didn't. He totally bought into the script and the character. Like, he has to play different versions of the same character depending on which sibling is talking to him at which given point. And so when he landed down for his costume fitting, like, he was saying, oh, for one version of the character, he's more monstrous. So he roughed up his hair and he whipped out his false teeth because he's got front false teeth. Whipped out his false teeth. He's like, so I'm going to be more monstrous. Rah-rah. And then for another version of the character, I'm more buttoned down and I'm more a thing of success. He buttoned down and pulled up his tie. And he's like, he embodied these different, immediately bought into it. And then what we found throughout the production in any scene he was in and on the days he was there, it just raised everybody's level in a really heartening, like it was an amazing learning experience for us, and it just helped bond the cast and the crew and the production that little bit better as well. So yeah, casting, if you're making anything, just make sure the cast is excellent. It'll forgive a lot of things if the cast is excellent.
I agree.
Patrick, do you want to take care of the housekeeping there?
To see this excellent dramedy, because it's a drama, it's got lots of heart in it, but also very funny. And it was a crowd pleaser at Galway. I know it'll be a crowd pleaser here in Ottawa. It's playing at we like to call the castle, our new location, the Canadian Museum of Nature. Looks like a castle. And it's 3 p.m. on Saturday in a prime spot. And come on out and fill the place and at our new location and enjoy this amazing film.
And visit Irish Film Festival Ottawa.ca to get the details where you can get a 4-pack. Or you can get a full festival pass, or you can buy individual tickets. And again, that's Irish Film Festival Ottawa.ca, and that is running April 24 to 26. We've been chatting with Adam O'Keefe, and Patrick Murray has been sitting in joining us as well. Adam, it's been a real pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and I'm really looking forward to looking at and seeing the movie.
Well, thanks much for having me on, and I hope everybody enjoys it. As Pat said, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you cry, and then it'll make you laugh again. So it's all good.
It'll be all good.